Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Usually the word cavernous wouldn't be the highest praise you could pay a hotel room. Adjectives like cozy or luxurious excite hospitality professionals more. But in the case of the Cavern Suite, it's not only a compliment, it's accurate. The accommodations are located 200 feet below ground in the Grand Canyon Caverns in Peach Springs, Arizona, and billed as the oldest, darkest, deepest, quietest, and largest suite room in the world. They are the largest dry caverns in the United States, which means they contain no water and thus lack the stalagmites and stalactites that are formed by dripping water in other caverns. The room has lights, hot and cold water for a shower, and a restroom that is good for about 7 to 8 flushes. It has 2 queen beds, the couch folds out into a king-size bed, and there's a kitchenette with a microwave and refrigerator. And guests can control the subterranean elevator and come and go as they please. Adventurous visitors can use flashlights to explore the cavern on their own. There's even a record player, a DVD player, and a VHS player. He says they only provide 2 movies, though, The Cave and The Descent. Huska Castle in Czech Republic has to be one of the most strangest places we've come across. Most castles are built with some kind of purpose behind it. This place, well, it's not entirely known why it was built. Some say that this castle is one of the most haunted places in the world, and for good reason. It was built in the mid to late 13th century. It was actually built over a pit or a hole of some kind. The hole is very large, and some say it's bottomless. There have been only a few attempts that we know of where someone tried to see what was down in that hole. Some centuries ago, a couple of men who were going to be hung exchanged their sentence for a chance to travel down the hole to see what they could find. The test didn't last very long. One man went down and was screaming so bad that when they pulled him up, his hair was white, and it seemed as if he'd aged 20 years. Some say it's a portal between worlds, others say it's the gate to hell itself, and that this could be the very reason why the castle was initially built in the first place. Paranormal activity associated with this place is insane. Many have seen phantoms. They've also said to have seen winged demons flying around and other various strange creatures.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
The rain, pestilence of crops, fly swatters, bees have many natural enemies. Along with the alarming numbers of mass die-offs and their contribution to the food economy, the world over, bees also have small, sometimes microscopic foes. New evidence suggests that bumblebees use a variety of wild plants from turtlehead, also known as balmony, and nicotine, known as zoopharmacognosy, literally animal drug knowing. The most common examples involve parrots eating clay to absorb toxins in the gut, or dogs eating grass to make themselves sick. Earlier this year, after observing a reduction in intestinal parasites among certain bumblebees who sought high alkaloid nectar, a team from Queen Mary University of London decided to put the theory of self-medication to the test. They found that bumblebees infected with a gut parasite were more likely than healthy bees to feed on nectar laced with nicotine. The nicotine reduced the level of parasites in the insect's guts for a few days. The study's author, Rebecca Irwin, said in a statement that we show that bees might be able to self-medicate, altering their foraging behavior when parasitized so as to maximize their consumption of beneficial plant secondary metabolite compounds. But in layman terms, when the bees feel bad, they consume more medicinal plant nectar. Is this just further evidence of the amazing world of the ecosystem? Are the bees actively looking for a fighting chance? What do you think? I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.